And now, a Rob Brown Lowdown, only on the Fan Upstate.
So, according to Orlovsky, he was told by a college football coach that the day before a spring game, a player walked in, said, I got offered this much in NIL from another school, pay it or I'm out. And the coach said, all right, dog, see ya. Okay. Oh, like, okay. And there were a lot of people that were fired up. Oh, I can't believe this is happening. I can't believe this is allowed. Yada, yada, yada. Not only can I, because I don't care who you give the power to. If someone has the opportunity to make a decision like that, you can't be shocked that they're going to make that decision. Okay? If I walk into my boss when my contract comes up and I go to my boss, I have the right to say, hey, boss man, I feel like I've done a good enough job and I am valuable enough to you that I should get X more dollars a year. And then the boss has the right to say, you're right, I agree. Or, I agree you should get more, but not that much. Here's my counter offer. Or, hey, Rob Brown, why don't you go yourself and find a new place to work? And I get to make a decision on how I react to that, and he gets to make a decision on how he reacts to that until both of us are satisfied with the outcome and we go our separate ways or we come to an agreement to keep me here, right? The same is true for these kids now. This kid made a decision. This is what I believe my value to be. And you can either give me that much to stay here and participate and add that value to your program, or I got another place that will give me that much. And I'm going to go there. And that is the coach's right to say, yeah, no, we ain't doing this. I ain't playing this game with you. Goodbye. Don't let the door hit you in the rear on the way out. Hasta luego, muchacho. Or to say, you know what? You are valuable enough to my team that I am willing to put up with this attitude. I'm going to go make a phone call right now. I'm going to go make a phone call right now, and we're going to find that NIL money to keep you here. It's the coach's right to respond to that player, just like it's the player's right to make that claim, to make that demand. And I will simply tell you that if I am a coach, and I know that it's very easy to sit here on this microphone and say, well, if I was a head coach, this is what I'd do. But if I was a head coach, this is what I'd do. I would address every one of those demands based on what I believe that player adds to my program. Now, what he adds to the program is a hell of a lot deeper than how many yards can you throw for or receive or run for? How many pancake blocks do you get? How many TFLs do you get? How many sacks do you get? How many interceptions do you get a year? It is also, what do you bring to the table in terms of locker room leadership? What do you bring to the table in terms of practice leadership? What do you bring to the table in terms of representation of the program in public? What do you bring to the table in terms of your face being out there promoting the school, right? And for some players, and this is true of every job everywhere, every single one of you has had at least one job where you have worked with a coworker who is allowed to get away with a hell of a lot more than other coworkers because the bosses, whether it was a correct evaluation or not, evaluated the value that that person added to that business to be more than the value that the other coworkers added to the business. Now, they may be wrong as to why they feel that way. They may be wrong to that being true. It's irrelevant. The person making the decision, the person stroking the check, can look at an employee and go, this is what I believe your value to this company is X, and therefore I am willing to come off of X. And it's not just dollar amounts. It might be what they're allowed to get away with. I promise you, and I'm not saying this is a negative, I recognize how reality works. I promise you, there are other hosts in this cluster, that are allowed to get away with more on and off the air than I am. Why? Because the amount of revenue that they bring to this station is just bigger than mine. And that's okay. That's how the game works, all right? The same is true of football players, and the same is true of plumbers and electricians and cops and firefighters. Some guys, some gals are allowed to get away with more because the person who strokes the checks believe their value is more. Nothing has changed. This isn't new. It's just now that money is one of those variables. I promise you there have been football players in the past. He's been in the news, and he's the first example that came to my brain. I promise you, on the 2013 Florida State University Seminole roster, a national championship winning roster, I promise you that there were players on that roster that had they gone into the library on campus and stood on top of a table and shouted the thing that Jameis Winston shouted in a library at the top of his lungs. I promise you that if there are players on that roster that had they done that, they would not have stepped foot in that locker room again. They would have been off that team immediately. And they would have been off that team for any variety of reasons. Maybe it's because Jimbo Fisher, the head coach at the time, wanted to virtue signal that, hey, we're actually a really good program that has class and ethics. And therefore, we're not going to let this kid play. But see, Jameis Winston was on his way to making a run at a natty and a Heisman trophy that year. So the rules were a little bit more lenient. Just like had they played in the NIL days and Jameis went to Jimbo and said, yo, coach, if I'm going to stay here and quarterback this team, I need $500,000 in NIL money. The likelihood that Jimbo Fisher would have picked up the phone and started making calls to boosters that day versus he would have done the same thing had the backup left tackle had come to him and said, coach, I need $50,000 to stay on this team. It's pretty much a given, right? It's pretty much a given. It's pretty much a guarantee. So nothing has changed is the point that I'm making here. Once again, because I still to this day pop on social media or start watching the broadcast of whatever college football themed show happens to be on Thursday nights or Saturday mornings or whatever. And I hear and I see people going, well, you know, the game is just operated differently than it had. No, it's not. It's really not. It's really not. It's just that now we're talking about money instead of other things. Now we're talking about when we say value to a team, sometimes that literally means dollar amounts. And this coach decided to handle this situation, whoever it was and whatever the player was, whatever position they played. This coach in that moment decided that that player ain't worth the hassle. That coach decided in that moment, yeah, you're not here anymore. You don't play here anymore. Go do what you got to do. And they have, just like that player, had the right to go in and say, I got this much of an offer from school X. I need you to match it for me to stay. He had the right to make that demand, and the coach had the right to say, get the hell off my football program. Get out of here. If that matters more to you, then get gone. Guys, the power is not on an unequal dynamic here. If you don't want that kid there, if the value he asked for is not worth the value you believe he brings to the team, then tell him kick rocks. The coach has that power. I don't understand how this is still a thing that people are griping about. Tell him kick rocks and find a kid who fills that position in a way that you believe that the value of crap you have to put up with matches or exceeds the value or is exceeded by the value that he brings to the football field. This isn't complicated. It's not.
I can't believe that kid demanded that.
Then tell him get the hell out. It's not that hard. It's really not. All right. Third hour of the show, got a few more things I want to get into. Dale Earnhardt Jr. told a story on a podcast that I wanted to address for a particular reason. We'll do that coming up. It is a NASCAR guy with a story that spills over into the world of sports and more. That's all coming up after Lonzo just rocks your socks. I don't like that phrase. I don't know why it bugs me.
Yeah, because it someone else uses.
No, it's not because of that. I've always had a problem. It's just a weird phrase. Like, I've never been in a situation where I'm so stunned, shocked, or amazed by a situation that I went, I have to take my socks off right now, you know?
Well, it supposedly knocks your socks off. I mean, so...
Has anybody ever hit it? Knock your shoes off would make sense, right? Has anybody ever gotten hit so hard that their socks come off? Like, your shoes, sure. Happens all the time. But your socks... You need new socks. Your socks are old if they're that
maybe
loose.
Maybe if you got maybe a train. I mean, that could hit
even
you
still,
hard enough.
Are your socks so loose?
Yeah, I don't think your socks come off.
Yeah.
The Rob Brown Show. Get Rob at thefanupstate.com.